Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.
Soul tape. Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live sports talk show.
Coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The gang is all here. I rounded up the best sports mind in all of Western Pennsylvania, in all of Allegheny County, the best sports minds in Pittsburgh. Well, look, this is the best three guys I could find outside on the block, so that's close enough. three heads with mouths that can talk. Smoking Jim Frazier's here with us, and Mark Whitett, the soon-to-be best-selling author of Pittsburgh's Forgotten Champions, back in town again from Washington, D.C., not to talk sports, but to rub it in Kevin's neck about his Pittsburgh Pirates being for real.
Hey, and of let's course, do it.
And of course, my co-host and partner in crime, Kevin Cameron, we're all here, and we're going to give it to you live and in serious color today. And look, let me just tell you this. When I tell you that champions are champions, and everybody in this room, look at me when I'm talking to you. When I tell you champions are champions, when I tell you that Ali said, Foreman knows fighters. Foreman knows I'm going to whoop him. Foreman knows he can't whoop me. Fighters know fighters. When Jim Brown says, give me the ball. When Kareem Skyhook remains the greatest weapon in all of sports, champions find a way. Champions get it done. Sugar Ray in the last 30 seconds of the fight against Hagler, throwing those bombs on Hagler. I can go on and on and on. Champions get it done. I told you last week LeBron was not going to let Indiana take him out in the first round for the first time in his professional career. And as the world knows, I'm a LeBron hater. He's the greatest player on the planet. He's unstoppable. He has a unbelievable skill set that he began developing in seventh grade. All the respect in the world, but I can't stand him. But I told you, Kevin, he was going to put the Cavaliers on his shoulders, and that's what he did. I think it was something like 42, 39, 42, and 46, some ungodly numbers that he ran up against the Pacers. Now, but I have to offer this as we get this show started in a fiery way. I have to offer this. You did say Martavius Bryant would be gone. So we come to the table even up today. I'm going to let you and Mark split the difference on the Pirates.
Even up. What are
but
you talking
you
about?
Said, even up? You said Martavius Bryant would be gone. And when I challenged you on it,
yes.
When he wasn't gone, you then tried to cover your back and said, well, I didn't say he'd be gone now. I said he'd be gone later.
Hey,
so even you didn't
date.
Know when he was gone. So we come to the table even up. I called the score on LeBron. You called the score on Martavius. And there we go. So looks like from your list of things to do that the NBA conversation is first on our agenda. So let's get at it. Let's get at it. And I still got Toronto winning the East.
You still have Toronto.
I've had Toronto.
Or are you
all
sure?
I've had Toronto all along, and I still have them. Much against my better judgment. But here's why. And I throw it open to all you guys. Clearly, LeBron is on a mission, not only to win, that comes with the territory, but he wants to prove his greatness, his level of greatness, his Jordan-ness, if you will. I'm going to take this team, and I'm going to will us to a championship. The only problem is I don't think he can do it against Toronto, Philadelphia, Boston. I don't think he'll have enough stamina to maintain this kind of vigilance Vigilance, Jim. That's a word that means aggressive, assaulting, get after it. And you played football Gateway. You don't have a clue about those kinds of words.
And I don't think you nailed that definition, just for close the record. There.
Well, see, but here's why. Jim don't know what it means, so I could tell him anything. He'd be okay. That's what it means. So let's go. But I really believe. You know, I'm gonna tell you what my gut's telling me. My gut is telling me LeBron's gonna win the East. It's telling me that I'm going to stay with Toronto.
Make up your mind, Bill.
Which way do you want it? I mean, you're hedging. I'm staying with Toronto, but my gut is telling me
You're hedging more than a money manager.
This LeBron James machine is something else, man. It's
cool your heels, Bill. Cool your heels. All right, okay, Cleveland won. And you were right. You had them winning
this particular series.
You were right.
Mark was right, too. Don't forget.
Mark was right, too.
Well, we don't care about Mark. Mark will get his time with the Pirates. But you said Bill, because I know that stung coming
Bill
out your Neal mind.
Bill was right. Let me say that.
All right.
But it doesn't happen too often.
Well, whenever it does, we want to celebrate it.
They won the opening series. They were supposed to win the opening series. You had Indiana, who wasn't expected to do much at all. They weren't even supposed to make the playoffs, and they took the Cavs to 7 games in the opening round. So even though I had Indiana winning, because as I indicated in previous weeks, I thought LeBron needed more help, and I said that they would have a chance if he got more help. So if you take a look at Game 7, that's exactly what happened. You had other individuals. I believe you had 4 Cavs in double digits as far as points that particular game. So LeBron did get the help. He actually left, I believe, at the end of the third quarter going into the fourth quarter because he started to have cramps. And I'm just calling it the way it is. So when he needed that help, and you look at Kevin Love, who had 8 points out of his 14 in the fourth quarter, so he had timely points. Go ahead.
Did a bearded man come down from the mountaintops and say to you, the 11th commandment is he'll need help? Everybody knows he needs help. What kind of brainstorm? In previous games, everybody knows he needs help.
In previous games, he was not getting the help.
You said Indiana was going to win. You didn't offer all that. He needs help. When you go to Vegas and put your money down, they don't want all the bullet points. So I gave Cleveland no chance at all?
Is that what
you said? Indiana was going to win.
Right.
Okay.
But I did give Cleveland a chance to win.
In Vegas, they don't care about all the other bullet points, Kev. They want to put your money on who you got. Okay, thank you, bye.
Well, we're talking about both teams.
You had the Pacers.
Now, Mark, you also had Cleveland.
I did.
And
you're done talking to me, huh? When you just go to Mark,
I want
to
hear someone else's perspective as well.
Because Mark, you
texted me actually at the end of game 5, I believe it was, and you asked me if I still believed in Indiana, and I told you that I did.
And Indiana came back
and I think won by 30-plus in game 6. And once you have that type of performance, it's really hard to come back and win the next game.
Well, didn't after our show last week, I told you if Indiana wins, it'll be Indiana winning in 6. But once they didn't win game 5, I figured the Cavs were going to win. Even if they lost game 6, they were going to win game 7. LeBron, as Bill likes to talk about champions, I just figured LeBron was going to will them through game 7.
From a champion standpoint, you're supposed to win in the opening round.
That's right. Exactly. Well, that's why I'm not very confident.
Well, then why didn't you take Cleveland if you feel that way? That's what me and Jim are trying to figure out.
Because I did not believe that LeBron had enough help.
But if you believe that, Jim's slipping me notes back and forth over here, asking me to ask you, if he believed that, how come he didn't say it? If you believe that, how come you didn't say that? You didn't say that. You said Indiana.
And I stand by that. I was wrong. It doesn't happen too often. But when I'm wrong, I'm a stand-up guy, and I'll say that I was wrong. But let's move on then, Mr. Neal.
Let's.
Well, we got to talk about the Toronto-Cleveland.
Right. You also had Toronto. They beat Washington 4-2. So now we have a Cleveland-Toronto series with game 1, which was Tuesday. in Toronto. So when we start talking about the series, and Bill already started down that path talking about who he likes, I'm not sure who he likes, to be honest with you, because he started off saying Toronto, and then he started to backpedal, and he said Cleveland. So, Mark, who do you like?
I like Cleveland.
So you like Cleveland in how many games?
Seven.
Seven, another seven-game series.
But being a Cavs fan, I'll admit I would not be shocked at all if they lose this one, because LeBron, without much help, they did barely beat Indiana. Beating Toronto just might be too much.
That's a tough situation there, Mark. I'm having a hard time following you. I also believe that
what? They're going to win in seven.
Let me
explain why.
Jim and I need to know. Were you calling Mark slow? Is that what you said? Are you saying Mark? This is a celebrated Marine veteran.
I thought they were going to lose game one Tuesday night, but in the end, they'll win in seven.
Now, Mark, out of all people, you believe in home court, home field advantage. You mentioned it many times before. Toronto has the home court. Now, if you believe if they would have lost Tuesday night, that even though they have home court, Cleveland would still find a way to win the series. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that is what I'm saying. I know that's asking a lot.
And that's that why, goes,
and that would
why
go,
you're throwing me off based on your premise that home court means so much.
Well, it does in the NBA, and it does go against most of my NBA playoff philosophy.
The real question is, what is this, basketball 101? Are we in class here with you? Let's just get on with the predictions. Let's
trying
get
to break
on with
down.
The picks here and move forward.
I'm trying to break it down.
It's like we're sitting here with Papa Jones.
So how many games for you, Bill?
Being taught the basketball. We know basketball.
How many games for you, Bill?
That what?
You like, who do you like, Cleveland or Toronto?
I got Toronto winning.
And how many games?
I can't tell you how many games. I got Toronto winning. That's all that needs to be known. How it could be four straight, I don't know. I got Toronto to win. Just like I had Cleveland to win and Toronto to win.
Come on, Bill.
I got Toronto beating Cleveland.
You have to give us a number of games. I mean, when we talked about the NFL draft and the Pittsburgh Steelers, when I told you I thought that they would get an inside linebacker. And
Toronto
you said
and six.
You wanted names.
Toronto
and
six.
Thank you.
Are you
so
happy?
I agree with you.
Toronto
I agree
and
with
six.
You. So moving on. So Mark, Smoking Jim, what about you?
I believe the TV networks want Cleveland, and I want Cleveland as well. Seven.
Of course, the
Cleveland
TV
and
networks.
Seven. Yeah, Cleveland and seven.
There's a lot of people in Canada as well.
Not enough.
They don't move the Dow.
They don't. Okay, so we'll move on. In the other series, we have Boston, who beat Milwaukee 4-3, and we also have Philly, who beat Miami 4-1. And I think there's a little surprise here with Boston without Kyrie, and also other players that they lost. I know Brown right now had an injury as well, and they don't know if Brown will play in game one when they play Philly. But Philly beat Miami again 4-1. So we have Boston and Philly. Game one was Monday night. But let's talk about the series overall. Who do you like? I'll start with you, Mark.
Philly in five. I think Philly right now is the toughest team in the East. I would have said I was saying Cleveland before the playoffs started, but I think Philly's the team that's going to come out of the East.
Philly in five. What about
Philly
you, Bill?
Philly sweeps Boston.
Philly sweeps.
Philly sweeps Boston. That Philly is a beast of a team. They got a lot of hungry young ball players who want it to be understood that just because they're new and improved doesn't mean they can't win at all. Boston struggles without Kyrie Irving, obviously, and I got Philly sweeping Boston. I think they're seriously hyped and looking to save a little leg energy to take on what they know will be a formidable opponent in either Toronto or Cleveland.
Philly has been playing real good ball. And again, I'll have to mention Philly as a city has had a really good 2018. So I expect things to continue. And I have Philly winning 4-2. Very young, aggressive team, playing good basketball, probably their best basketball of the year at the right time during the playoffs. So I think, again, based on how they're playing in Boston with the injuries, even though they just got Smart back, who contributed right away, which was huge, I still believe Philly is just too much for Boston. So we'll move over to the West.
Well, before we do that, let me remind our listeners that you're listening to Soul Take Champions Live here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the true city of champions. If you don't believe me, just Google it. It's all over the place. Start with them six Lombardi trophies and work your way down from there. Pirates, Penguins, racking stuff up. Back in the day, Pitt's glory days on the gridiron, Duquesne dominance nationally in basketball. We can go on forever, but we won't. But let me remind you once again, Soul Take Champions Live. You can connect with us on Twitter at Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports, brought to you by Urban Media Radio and the New Pittsburgh Courier. So we got it going on as we move to the West. I'm hoping that it can be a little less boring in conversation than it was in the East. All right, go ahead, Kev.
Before we do, Bill, I mean, when you talk about the city of champions, stop diluting that message. You have to take the Pirates out of there. There's no reason whatsoever you have to include them. When is the last time they won anything?
It's a cumulative effect.
It's not a cumulative effect. Talk about the Steelers. Talk about the Penguins. Keep the Pirates out of it.
Let me ask you a question. You a Pittsburgh guy?
I am.
All right, then that's through. No, just stay with that. We don't need the rest of the nation to hear you downplaying the city of champions. We are the legitimate, forthright, only city of champions in America, and everybody knows it. And the Pirates have done their due in the past.
What about Boston?
What about Boston?
You have the Red Sox. You have the Celtics. You have the Eagles.
And?
They have a right to say that they're the city of champions
as well.
Move to
Boston then, Kevin, if that's how you
I'm just making it real, Bill. Goodness. Leave the Pirates out of it. I agree with you, city of champions, but not with the Pirates included. They haven't done anything since 1979.
It doesn't matter. They won World Series in the past. It's cumulative. It's an add-on. It's adding them all up. You know, it's not what have you done for me lately. It's collective.
Exactly. No. It's historic. You have to take them all into account.
I beg to disagree.
The Pittsburgh Pipers, too.
Talk to me, Mark. Keep talking to us.
And with this ownership, this ownership definitely didn't win
anything. That's why you brought this up, because you have this hatred for the ownership and the Pirates' present state of affairs, and you want to dismantle the city of champions just because you have this feeling about that. Let that stuff
go,
man.
We'll talk about the Pirates later. Let's get back to basketball.
You mean the first-place Pirates?
We'll talk about the first place red hot Pittsburgh Pirates.
Thank you. We got a party.
All right. So back to the NBA playoffs. And on the west side of the NBA playoffs bracket, Golden State beat San Antonio 4-1. And also New Orleans beat Portland a sweep 4-0.
And what does that say about how you felt about Portland several weeks ago?
Just me? Really?
You were the one.
Really? I think everybody in this room had Portland winning
that
series.
Yeah, but you really had Portland. I mean, you were really shouting Portland.
Not at all.
All right,
Go ahead. I mean, that's CTE.
Let me ask you a question while you're in the West.
You're dealing with.
Is San Antonio done? Are they going to have to dismantle and regroup? Rebuild?
I have no clue, to be honest.
I mean, I think everybody thought it would be a little bit more of a – nobody thought they would beat Golden State, but I think they thought they'd put up a better fight than they did.
Well, given the circumstances with Leonard hurt, with the coach going through the issues that he went through with losing his wife and everything else, I can understand why they went down the way they did.
If Leonard – continues. What is he in? Is he in a holdout? Is he freezing out? Hold out? Is he franchise? What is he?
Well, that's
because I would offer, once you answer that question, ship his butt to the Oakland Raiders the same as we did with Martavius Bryant. We don't need these headaches on the team, man.
I'm sure if
nobody's
he gets
bigger than the team.
I'm sure if he gets the money he's looking for, he would consider it, Bill.
I mean, I wouldn't have a cat. You know, if I can lose without you, I'll lose without you. If you ain't playing, what I need you around here for? Ship his butt to Oakland. Let him be a wide receiver. No better than that. Ship his butt to the Atlanta Hawks. Let him see what it's like to really struggle.
Or Cleveland. Send him to Cleveland.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. LeBron.
No, but the Browns.
Or that.
But it is something we probably need to talk about at some point, these free agents.
But don't you agree about that? Don't you think he's the team trainer said he can play. The players who've had the same injury said he's not doesn't have the team's best interest at heart. You know, what are you going to do with him?
Well, you can't go by the team trainers. The team trainers and doctor's job is to get these guys back on the court. They don't have the player's best interest in mind. The personal doctors and trainers is who I go by, and I'm sure his personal doctor is saying that he can't go.
And that was smoking Jim Frazier providing his comment on the situation.
You notice there's no smoke coming from that. It's kind of like a smoldering fire.
Smoking Jim, do you have contacts in San Antonio? Is that it?
So we have Golden State. Just moving on to the series. We have Golden State versus New Orleans. The series was 1-0. Golden State going into game two on Tuesday night. So from a series perspective, who do we like? Start with Mark again.
Well, I think that's a really interesting series. What you have is really a track meet going. New Orleans and Golden State both play fast games, and New Orleans thinks that they can outpass them. But I think they found out in game one that's not going to work. The Golden State Warriors are very happy to not have to be playing through the brick wall defense of San Antonio, even though they were able to beat them. So I think this would be a series really fun to watch, even though I think Golden State might sweep them, just because it's so fast and they have such a fast game going.
And Curry is back, right?
And, well, too, yeah. So it might be in four, but New Orleans makes it interesting because they like that fast game.
Now, Trav, you can go ahead and edit this portion out as well. Keep in mind, game two is Tuesday night.
All right.
Yep. Okay, yeah. So this is coming out on Wednesday.
Have you guys seen the Klay Thompson commercial when he's shooting jumpers underneath the bridge? Have you not seen that commercial?
I have.
I guess I have more channels than you.
Unbelievable commercial. Klay Thompson underneath a bridge shooting jumpers. It's like black and white. It's cold. It just gives you a sense of who he is. I mean, you can imagine him doing that. David Dr. Death Trent style in the middle of the night off somewhere shooting jumpers. Golden State, as we've said for quite some time, too many weapons, too many effective weapons. Green is underrated, underappreciated. Does a lot of things well. He's a Charles Barkley, if you will. Rebounds, scores, defends, bullies. You know, he just brings you a lot to the table. I don't know that they can sweep him, but 4-2, I would suspect.
4-2?
4-2, I would suspect.
So you think Anthony Davis and Rondo do not stand a chance?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
They don't have a chance.
Okay, but you're still saying you're giving them two games.
Well, you know, the reason I had Philly sweep in Boston is because Boston is lacking offensively considerably. And these guys going up against Golden State, they have the weapons to muster some offense, and they could win a game or two. I'm being generous with the two, but I don't think they get swept.
Okay. I'll say, even though Drew Holiday, we can't forget about Drew Holiday as well. He's really playing good basketball. So those three that I mentioned, Rondo, Drew Holiday, and Anthony Davis, are very good ball players. But based on who they're going up against, I do not feel that they'll win more than one game. So I'll say 4-1, Golden State will win it. Smoking Jim, you're grabbing that microphone like you want to say something over there. Well,
Golden State is the greatest basketball team of all time. Of all time. New Orleans be lucky to win one game. And I didn't get to pick the Philadelphia series. The Philadelphia 76ers will win 4-2, like Mr. Neal said. And I'm predicting that both Philadelphia teams will play in the championship. So I agree with you, Kevin. This will be another championship for Philadelphia.
No, I said Philly would sweep Boston 4-0.
So you have Philly winning it all.
No, I got both Philadelphia teams playing in the championship. So somebody from Philadelphia is going to win the championship, obviously. Don't forget the Warriors are a Philadelphia team.
Philadelphia, yeah. Okay. That's a good one. I like the history slant, Smoking Jim.
So who do you have again, 76ers or the Warriors?
I got the winning in championship?
Yeah.
Oh, the Warriors, greatest team of all time.
The Warriors, yeah, okay. Yeah, even better than the Boston Celtics teams.
Much better.
And also Chicago
73-9 will tell you that.
Well, you know, even though he offers that, I'm sure, tongue-in-cheek, it is an argument you could have. It is a conversation you can have about Golden State's place in history. They have been astonishing these last couple years. They are embarking on a dynasty, if you will. And it's not out of the realm of possibility. You know, clearly they get into the, I think as of now, they get into the top five of all time. I don't know that there's been, I'm going to tell you this, and this is, you got to hear this to understand it. You have a hard time putting anybody in the NBA ahead of the Boston Celtics. Greatest team of all time would have to be the Celtics with 9 championships, 10 championships. Then the Lakers. And I'm actually going to put the Bulls third behind the Lakers. Team-wise, I believe if the Bulls had met the Lakers at their height, the Lakers win, even with Jordan. Jordan was a great talent, a great force. But team-wise, the Lakers and Showtime, that team was amazing. And they had two of the most unstoppable weapons in the history of the game in Kareem and Magic. So I and then my fourth team, I'm going to put the Pistons fourth.
Sure.
That Piston teams was a take no prisoners team, and Golden State might get in fifth. But yeah, whatever you're thinking will have to be said after we come back after this break.
To advertise on Urban Media Today, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more, with 24/7 exposure and online exclusives. Email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.
Have you ever seen a show when fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite. They never write. That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So,
cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Man, Kev went old school on y'all, man. Dougie Fresh. And
that's
the
right.
Boys,
that's right,
out of New York, where rap was born, and breakdancing and all that good stuff. Hey, we're back with Soul Take Champions Live, coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, joined by Smoking Jim Frazier. He writes for the Pittsburgh Courier. He hosts about how many other shows you on, Jim?
Five
other sports talk shows, and you would think he would have a clue as to what he's talking about if he's on that many other shows, but there's no evidence of that. Major Mark White joins us, retired Marine veteran who's writing the book, Pittsburgh's Forgotten Champions. We'll talk about the Pittsburgh Pipers very shortly. But Kev wanted to add his 2 cents to the greatest NBA team of all time, or who they top five anyway.
For sure. Hey, I love Golden State. But Golden State will definitely not be in my top three from an all-time NBA basketball champion standpoint. You have just too many big-time basketball teams, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Boston Celtics, and the Chicago Bulls. I think those are the top three. And then if you wanted to extend it farther, you have the Detroit Pistons. So I think Golden State, a very good basketball team. And I'll tell you another thing too, Smoke and Jim. The all-time best basketball team in the NBA, when you go up 3-1 in the NBA championship, you don't fold the way Golden State folded last year. There's no way. You have
two years ago.
Yes. There's no way.
Was Durant on that team? Durant on that team 2 years ago?
Durant?
Yeah.
Was Durant no, he was
team?
Not.
Okay.
No, he was not. But they actually won it without him. Correct? They won one with him and one without
this
him.
This Golden State team is the greatest of all time.
Well, you have
not
to
the
let
team
them,
that
you
came,
have to let them
that
do
was down
now,
3-1.
If you want to say they're one of the most talented NBA teams, I can follow you there. But for you to say that they're the best team in the NBA.
That's semantics.
I'll say no.
That's semantics. That's one
fact.
And the same. Best is good as good.
Bill, how many times have you seen very talented teams that did not win championships?
But we're not offering that. We're very simple. Very simply put. See, you cerebral guys will get off on a ledge somewhere and be ready to jump. Best teams of all time. Simple as that. Who's the greatest teams of all time?
Well,
the Celtics have to be number one.
It's based on performance.
The Celtics would have to be number one. Then you got the Lakers, in my opinion. Then you got the Bulls. Then you got the Pistons. And I'm going to tell you something else that Smoking Jim doesn't realize. This Golden State team doesn't beat Akeem Olajuwon's team.
Good point.
Because that team was something special. And they may not beat the Sixers in Dr. J's championship run. See, now you get to
and
be.
And the 1967 Philadelphia 76ers that Wilt Chamberlain was on, he left.
That too.
That was a great team. Greer was on that team, Billy Cunningham.
All I know is 73-9 will never be broken.
Well, 73-9, that's regular season. 73-9.
73-9 will never be broken.
73-9 is
will
a
never
record
be broken.
Right.
That has nothing to do with winning
will
the championship.
Will it ever be broken?
Will never. It ever be broken?
It'll never be broken.
It could be.
Oh, well, not in our lifetime.
The last one was broken.
Huh?
But it's all about the championship.
What did people say about the mile?
Gotcha.
Is
4 minute mile.
Is what I'm talking about.
High school kids run that now.
Exactly. So my
but
point
ain't nobody
is,
breaking 73-9.
Let
that's
him
the
have
point.
That, will you, man? Let's go ahead.
My point is, it could be broken.
I agree.
You know it could never be broken.
Okay, well.
Moving
you
ahead.
Never know. You
so
never
we got
know.
Golden
so
State winning. We got Golden State coming out.
We have Golden State. Now, let's talk about Houston and also Utah. Houston beat Minnesota 4-1.
Understandably.
And they also beat Utah beat OKC 4-2.
But now, aren't we a little bit surprised about that OKC debacle?
For sure.
Nobody saw that coming. I mean, that's a little surprising, and of course, you know, if the spectators are throwing stuff at you and spitting on you and all that kind of stuff, it throws you off your game. So Westbrook might have been off the target, but no, I don't think anybody saw OKC bowing out. As a matter of fact, talking about network privilege, they were hoping for Houston OKC to be doing battle. That's what the networks wanted, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, they did.
For sure.
And don't get too thrown by the OKC thing. I still think Houston wins this series in five at the worst. It's going to be Houston and Golden State in the finals, and it's going to be a really interesting finals.
That's basically what everybody said from the beginning, right?
Yep.
That's what people want.
I think right now there's only three teams that have a chance to win the championship: Philly, Houston, and Golden State.
And Philly was just recently added, right, based on their play.
Well, yes. I was saying, once again, I'll admit, I said Cavs before this all started. But
I'll stay where I was at. I got Golden State and Toronto doing battle.
So, Smoking Jim, what do you think? You haven't said anything.
And maybe Cleveland.
Well, you can't spill the greatest of all time without Golden State. Of course, I'm going to go with Houston. to win, to beat Utah. Maybe even sweep Utah.
That's, you going out on limb on that?
In how many games?
Sweep.
A sweep? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A sweep, smoking gym.
Yeah, sweep. Yeah.
Utah can't even get one game.
But they may get one, but my prediction is a sweep, yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, interesting.
It, well, you know, we've been around the horn on the basketball set, and safe to say that it's going to be a great run down the stretch, to be sure.
And before we move on, Bill, I know you mentioned it is from an OKC standpoint, but let's talk about that a little bit more. You have Westbrook, you have George, and you have Carmelo, the big three. Did we see the big three coming back?
Interesting question. Depends on what the Lakers are able to do to snatch somebody away. Depends on what LeBron does and where he goes. There's got to be a domino effect in this whole offseason equation. Who's going to build a super team? Who's LeBron going to send packing this time so he can boister his team? Not an easy prediction to make. But you know, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
George is on a 1 year, right? Didn't George sign a 1 year?
He has an option for the next year.
Okay, so you know,
player option.
A lot of flexibility there, man. That's a good question, Kevin. It remains to be seen. You know, this building championships is, you know, for as much as I argue against it, it's not new to the game. But this sense of getting on Facebook with your boys and say, hey, let's all end up in the same city so we can win a ring. You know, it bothers me, but you know, the Lakers did it and fell short. Carl Malone and the glove, you know, they tried to go to LA and get a ring in the last for their last hurrah. So it's nothing new to the game, but I wish I'd like to see less of it, to be sure. What we do know is going to continue to happen is Westbrook is going to stay in OKC, be the man, and load up his stats and probably never win a title. It's just not a title. It's not a title winning mentality. Harden has come around. You know, he had a level of
smoking gym looking at you like you're crazy.
Well, the next time I take smoking gym's advice when it comes to basketball will be the first time. Let me assure you. So look at my dossier and his when it comes to basketball. You understand that. But I think Harden has softened. You know, Harden is coming around to the team concept. And that's, if you remember, I said the thing that would keep them from winning at all is Harden's whatever happens to him. If the rise and fall of Harden would determine it. But now he's talking team. I don't know if you guys heard his last interview. He's talking about how the team likes to get together and they hang out together and they hug each other and all that kind of stuff. And somebody might have gotten him to understand that it's about team. It's not about him. And that could change things considerably. But nonetheless, they're going to beat Utah, and it's going to be a Houston-Golden State matchup. That'll be – man, that's great basketball there.
So for the big boys, and I'm talking about Golden State, and I'm talking about Houston, do you think the playoffs are just too easy for them? When you take a look at their opponent, San Antonio, who had a down year – and New Orleans for Golden State, and then Houston, you have Minnesota, and now you have Utah.
Do you remember Camden High? You ever heard
of it? I do.
Trev knows about them. Camden High in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 70s, had a high school dominant team that beat junior college teams, most Division II college teams, and could challenge a Division I team for a quarter. Camden High was that vicious. They were beating teams by 60 and 70 points, no exaggeration. Billy Culberson was a player at Pitt who came from Camden High and played in the legendary Connie Hawkins Summer Basketball League and used to tell me stories. I bring this up for one reason. Other teams, parents, even priests were complaining about these lopsided wins and these and these victories and the coach letting his players play the whole game while they're up 40 or 50 points. And the coach said this, number one, I'm not going to let my players' stats suffer because your players can't stop them. Number two, the way to avoid that is don't play us. Don't play us. Because if you play us, this is what's going to happen to you. So whoever's in front of you, however you get dismantled, so be it. And San Antonio, if you don't want to go out in one, get your act together. Get some players. Everybody get tough. You don't have to stay weak in the league. You got to get good ownership, good leadership. You got to look at your financial situation, and you got to go get a quality team to be formidable. Because if not, you're going to get slapped around. Simple as that. There's nothing.
Well, this is unusual for San Antonio.
Certainly, I just throw that out there. For certainly in the last 10, 12 years, maybe 15 years, it's unusual for San Antonio. But a great man once said, they all must fall in the round I call. So nobody is immune to a defeat. And they've got – everybody's got – you know, that's what Chicago did. When the Pistons were beating people up literally, you know, they had a rule. You're not coming down the lane. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Right.
I don't care who you are. You're not coming down the lane. And Isaiah Thomas led that charge. He made sure the bad boys did their deed. And then Michael said, Scotty, we're going into the weight room, man. This offseason, we're putting on 10 pounds of muscle, and we're going to do battle with these cats. So you've got to toughen up, and you've got to do what it takes to win. And that's what they did. And that's what these guys are going to have to do in the West. Now, here comes Houston. They put a nice team together. And if they can maintain a team concept, because here's one thing about Golden State. They're the consummate team playing when they play. Consummate team. They move the ball. They're unselfish. If they got a guy hot, they'll keep giving it to him. How many games you watch when you see a guy hit two threes and the next two or three times down the floor they go away from him?
Mm-hmm.
Give him the ball until he misses. So that's what – all right, look.
And look, let me turn a mark here as well, because – during the break, actually before the show, we were talking about the playoffs, and you indicated you wished that the NBA would just reseed all the teams after every round.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's been so easy for both Houston and Golden State thus far. I'm not sure even if the NBA did reseed the teams, if it would make a difference anyway.
It wouldn't make a difference this year. You're right. This year it would not make a difference. And actually, I say that more probably because I watch more hockey, and hockey could use reseeding their playoff format.
You do really. What? You do what? You watch more
I'm
hockey.
Sorry. I'm the guy in the room that watches more hockey. But anyway, you know, in the NBA, the first four teams in each conference have a decided advantage. So, in a way, you're sort of right about the reseeding, because in the end, Houston and Golden State are going to play in the finals. And in the end, it's probably going to be Philly. And I don't know. I predicted Cleveland to beat Toronto, but if Cleveland does beat Toronto, I think Philly hammers them. You know, things are more determined once you start the playoffs with the NBA, I think.
I do not agree with the consideration of the reseeding.
But I still.
However, it's an interesting point from a standpoint during the regular season. How would that change the team's approach during the regular season? So teams can't just sit back and say, I'm not going to play my best players because we're already well positioned for the playoffs. Because seeding would definitely be more important. So in other words, if you have a team that is seeded fourth,
right,
and could slide, they're going to play their better players because they do not want to slide farther during the regular season. So I'll give you that.
Right.
That might change that dynamic in the regular season. But what do you think, Bill, on the reseeding?
I've never had a thought about it, to be honest with you. And as I'm sitting here listening to you all discuss it back and forth, I'm doing my best not to pass out. But
it wouldn't be your first time.
With it being on the table, I don't know anything about it. I don't care anything about it. Only the strong will survive.
So at the end,
only the strong will survive.
The best teams will be there regardless.
And if you don't want to get whooped, don't go out the house. That's
and the only difference it would make this year, Houston would be playing New Orleans and Golden State would be playing Utah, which probably wouldn't make a difference in the end.
And why are you talking about something that ain't never going to happen?
Well, you know, actually they changed it this year in the NBA, though. Wasn't it the division champ? There was more of a division champion 1-2-3 aspect to it, and now they just went 1-8. Isn't that what they did this year?
No, 1-8 is for the conference.
Yeah, right, the conference.
They're seeding
right,
everyone.
But there was two divisions before. They'd take the two division champions, make them 1-2, and then do 3-8 from the teams left over.
I know where this comes from. You know, he spends a lot of time on the road. No, I'm telling you, the major is he's in Pittsburgh, he's in D.C., he's in Indiana, he's traveling, he's driving. You know, all that time on the road, you get a chance to think about stuff.
Well, you should be able to listen a lot to a lot of sports programs. Mm.
I do.
Mm. But, Mark, what we're going to do, we're going to move on to one of your favorite sports. So we're going to talk about the NHL hockey playoffs.
Not before I tell you this. It's Soul Take Champions Live, and you can find us on Twitter, Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports, and log in each Wednesday at 7 to listen to Soul Take Champions Live or listen to the recorded show at your convenience. We record this show every Monday, and we are bringing you everything that happened in the preceding weekend and week, keeping you updated, and when it drops in your lap on Wednesday, you are fully informed. And informed is what we're about to be. You're about to hear Kevin concede to being wrong twice on the same show as we move to the conversation about the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, we're going to talk hockey first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then we'll get to baseball.
I was a little anxious.
Yes.
I know Mark is biting at the bit to get to those Pirates.
And then we'll get
to... You sure don't want to talk about the Pirates first and then the Penguins?
Not at all.
All right,
My bad. But I'm just trying to give our audience...
All right.
Information as far as what's coming up. So we'll talk hockey, and then we'll talk baseball, and then we'll get into the NFL draft as well as the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, Mark, just to transition into hockey in the playoffs with our favorite team, the Pittsburgh Penguins, now we're tied 1-1 as of Monday night. And I saw the goal, the controversial goal, that was taken away. Can you explain that to me?
Well,
I'm not sure if there's some, because in football, once the ball breaks the plane, it's a score.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, you're right. But, I mean, that's, it's supposed to happen that way.
Well, as long as Jesse James ain't got the ball, it's a good rule.
So Crosby comes around the net. Throws a pass to number 72 for the Penguins.
Patrick Hornquist.
Okay, Hornquist. He shoots the putt, and it goes in, but it barely goes in. But I thought it was in.
Explain that. And I think you're probably referring to the big blow-up, where if you saw and the puck is supposed to be completely across that red line, and when they blew it up, you could see the little bit of white in between the puck and the red line. That's the ice between the red line and the puck. That should have been a goal. You're absolutely right. But the problem was
completely across.
Exactly. It can't be like just in. The whole puck has to be across that red line into the white part. So on that big blow up, there was white in between the puck and the red line. It was a goal. The problem was it wasn't a goal called on the ice. In other words, when the play ended, the referees, if they'd have pointed to the net saying goal, then it would have had to been reversed to be no goal. But since they didn't call it a goal on the ice, then they had to have inconclusive evidence to reverse it to make it a goal, which is all stupid because we all know it was in there anyway. It was a goal.
Well, if it were that clear, I would think when they called into the league headquarters,
right,
it would have been overturned. If it were as clear as what you just got done.
To me, it was clear. I don't know if you saw it, but it was clear to me. And the announcers said, oh, that's a goal. Mike Sullivan this morning in his press conference that 100% sure it was a goal. And Mike Sullivan isn't one to complain too much, actually, about the officials. So
did the league, did the Penguins get any type of official statement?
The NHL doesn't do. Remember, you know how the NFL on Tuesday
right.
morning
That's why
will apologize for screw ups for the weekend previous. NHL doesn't do that. If they know, even if they know they totally blew one, they won't say sorry, guys. They just won't say.
Just
anything.
Keep it moving.
Yep. Plus, there was a hit that there's a lot of controversy on. Tom Wilson's the Washington Capitals resident goon, and he took out Dumoulin, one of our best defensemen. He may not be able to play in the next game.
Okay.
Questionable whether the guy should have been suspended or not. Once again, the NHL is not very consistent on their suspensions.
So, again, as of Monday night, is a 1-1 series. The first couple games were played in Washington.
Right.
The Penguins were able to get one, and that's normally what you want
to
do.
Got to split on the road. That's
good. You want to at least win one on the road.
Right.
Now, on Tuesday night, you had Washington and Pittsburgh as well, and then Thursday. So just give me an overall perspective, what you expect for the whole series.
This is a typical – the Caps have had the home ice advantage the last 2 years. The Penguins won each time. The Penguins, in fact, the last few years play better playoff hockey on the road. So I still think the Penguins will win this series.
So do you expect when this program airs on Wednesday night, do you expect the Penguins to be up 2-1?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you think overall?
Plus they'll get Malkin back. Dumoulin may not be hurt as bad as it seems. And Hagelin, who's their best penalty killer and their fastest skater, he's injured too, but he probably won't be back for the next game.
Is this
game four?
Is this a 7-game series?
Yes, it's a seven game series.
And Washington has home ice.
Yes, they do, which is no benefit whatsoever for them.
No?
No, the Penguins have never lost a game 7 in Washington.
Nice.
Never. If you look at Penguins history, even immediate history, they have an incredible Game 7 history on the road, and their game history at home is terrible. So I have no problem. I'd rather them, if it comes down to it, I'd rather it be decided in Washington.
And I was going to bring this up later, but this is amazing how this schedule has occurred. When the Penguins played the Flyers Philadelphia.
Right.
The Pirates were
playing
in
the
Philadelphia.
Right, yes.
Now the Pirates are playing the Washington Nationals, and that's who the Penguins are playing. They're playing Washington.
You mean the first place Pirates?
We'll get to that, Mark. I know you want to bring that up so badly, but I'm with you. Like I said before, I hope I'm wrong, but from a scheduling standpoint, that's pretty amazing. So who's next? That if the Penguins get through this series, who would be the next team?
Well, before you say that, it's my favorite player is Alex Ovechkin. This is his year. The Penguins have been very successful against Washington. That's when they had Fleury, who is dominating in Las Vegas. So I think this is Washington wins it in 7.
Well, crazier things have happened.
They should be up 2-0. They were winning 2-0 in the first game. And the Penguins came back, and then they dominated the Penguins
in
this
past
game.
You mean the Penguins should be up 2-0?
No, the Washington should be up 2-0.
Oh. Yeah, okay, whatever. Okay. So we have Boston, and we have Tampa Bay. So if the Penguins were fortunate enough to get through this series, it will be one of them. So give me who you like there.
I think Boston's going to win, which I think is trouble for the Penguins. The Penguins play much better against Tampa. Tampa's the number one, has the higher seed. They're actually the home ice team. But once again, it doesn't matter that much in hockey. But I think Boston's going to win that series, and the Penguins didn't do well at all against the Bruins this year.
Do you think that would help settle, what Bill Neal was talking about, City of Champions and everything, if –
Well, Boston's won a few championships. In research for the book I'm writing about the Pipers, I have a couple pages where I listed every city and how many. I wish I'd have my backpack's outside there, but I listed every single city and how many championships they've won.
Okay.
And Boston is second. of course, to New York, which mm-hmm. you can't always, it's almost not even worth including New York because they've won so many.
Yeah, just the and Yankees. They're so big. So let's run through the rest of these real quick.
Well, can I offer that we do that after we come back after this break? Okay. Because I wanted to ask Mark this question to finish up this segment. Tough question, I think. I've always said that the most gifted athletes were basketball players. That you have to run forward, backward, sideways, jump, hit the ground, move laterally, shoot, catch, dribble, pass, all these things in microseconds. But hockey players have to do the equivalent of the same kinds of things with a stick in their hand.
And going much faster.
So you're a hockey guy that's doing basketball now. Who do you think is most gifted?
I think it's the hockey players.
Yeah.
Because, and I've never, maybe it's because unfortunately, I've never played hockey. And so anytime I've tried to skate, I just went in circles and crashed into the boards.
Well, hold that thought. We got to take this break. We'll be right back in a moment. We'll finish that question with the panel and get to the final countdown in the NHL. Right back at you.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.